We were at the end of Dalet Amud Beis, and we asked this question, which we first said we didn't understand, and now I still don't completely understand it, but now I do know what it's talking about, which is basically what we said yesterday, but now that we just know that it's what it means. So we had said that you have to, if it's 20 amos or above, right, the lechi, the crossbeam is 20 amos or above, so you've got to lower it. So the Gemara says, well, how are you supposed to lower it? So, of course, you lower it under 20 amos. So the question is, no, maybe, that's obvious. That's not the question. The question is, if you're going to raise the floor in order to make it less than 20, so then how much do you have to raise the floor? Specifically what that means is you have to, obviously, height-wise, you have to raise it so that it's less than 20. But it's asking, yesterday we were asking, we thought it meant maybe how wide it has to be this way, meaning how wide does the threshold have to be. So apparently that threshold has to be across the whole threshold. The question is how deep it has to be. How far into the mavoi does it have to be? So one of the opinions was Rav Yosef, who said tefach, it only has to be that thick, right? Really like a threshold like we have nowadays. And the Abaye says, no, it has to be four tefachim, about a foot deep. So the Gemara asks, well, what are they arguing about? So Lema B'Hakamif, this is one of four approaches that the Gemara is going to propose in terms of the answer, what they're really arguing about. So B'Hakamif, at the bottom of the Dalet Amud Beis, Demanda Amar Tefach Kasavar Mutzal Ishtamar Tachas Akora, Demanda Amar Arba Kasavar Asal Ishtamar Tachas Akora. So this is the part we really didn't understand yesterday, and I still don't completely understand it, but what it basically means is a person who thinks you're allowed to use that space underneath the Korah doesn't really need a person to notice where he is, because for that person, you're allowed to use it the second you come in, right? The second you pass by the walls of the Mavoi, so then you're already in good spot. You don't need to hold yourself back. But according to the one who thinks that it's four, he's of the opinion that underneath the Korah, within that threshold itself, you're not allowed to use that as a mavoi yet. That's not considered a mavoi unto itself. And therefore, you have to notice where it is. If it's just a small little strip, so then maybe you're not going to notice it. And therefore, you'd carry something underneath the mavoi when you're not supposed to. And or you wouldn't notice it. The whole point is that you notice you're changing domains also. But if it's a little larger, so you'll notice it more. And therefore, you won't do anything underneath in the threshold itself. Now, why is that important as opposed to other times? I can't really tell you. But either way, that's what it means. So the Gemara then says, Lo, dekuli amo kasavra mutzal ishtamar tachas akora. Really, everyone agrees you're allowed to use the space underneath the threshold. U'b'hakamilke, this is what they're arguing about. Mar sava kora mishum hacker, mar sava kora mishum mechitza. One opinion, Rav Yosef thinks that the Korah is just simply a hacker. It's just something people have to recognize. And therefore, it doesn't matter how big it is. However, the other opinion of Abaye says that really it's not only because of a hacker, but it's also because of a bona fide wall. Meaning it's true that we're using our imagination to assume that this is a wall, but all walls generally have four tefachim, apparently. And therefore, this too should have four tefachim deep. So then, yeah, that's how Rashi explains it by the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And either way, so this wall has to be four tefachim deep, just like those walls. It happens to be an imaginary wall, but it nonetheless has to have the same quality. So the Gemara says, V'ibayisim, or, number three, Dekuli Amo Kor Mishum Hecker. Everyone agrees that the Kor is really because of a Hecker, and technically it should only require one tefach deep of a threshold. V'hacha b'hecker shel matu v'hecker shel malu k'milchi. Really, here they're discussing whether or not they have to be similar. Demar Savar Amin and Hekar Shamata, Hekar Shamala, that the recognition of the Korah on top is the same as the what we require for the recognition on the bottom. So according to that, it only has to be one tefach. Umar Savar Lo Amin and Hekar Shamata, Hekar Shamala. He says we don't have to hold that, and really, the lower one has to be greater. So I guess technically the default would be that even Rav Yosef would would hold, you have to have it four. But what can you do? The top has to be the same as the bottom, so you can do it with one. Whereas Rabbi says, no, they can be different, and therefore you can require it to be four tefachim on the bottom. V'yisema, possibility number four. T'kuliyama amrin and hekesh shel mata hekesh shel mala. Everyone agrees that the tefach on the bottom is the tefach on top. V'hacha b'gzera shemi yivchos kamefagi. Here we're talking about a possibility where, because it's on the floor, so then people are going to be constantly trampling over it. And we're worried it's going to get worn out, and therefore it's going to get less than one, and then it's not going to be good. So Abaye comes along and says, well, let's just make it four tefachim, so that when it gets worn out, it'll still retain at least one tefach, which is what is required to mimic the top of it, the top tefach of the korah, of the crossbeam. Okay, so those are your four possibilities of how to explain the machlokas of Rav Yosef and Abaye in terms of having this platform underneath the crossbeam, which allows you to make it less than 20. So how deep does it have to be? One tefach or four tefachim? Four different answers. So the Gemara then continues in a similar way. Let's say we know it's got to be 20 amos tall, but let's say it's only 10 tefachim tall, which we said is the minimum. Let's say it's a little less than 10 tefachim. And now you have to dig underground instead of moving or building a wall higher. So you have to dig underground to make it more than 10 tefachim. So kamachokik, how much do you have to dig? So kamachokik, kamachetzarechle, same thing, right? Just make it 10. 10 tefachim. Elam mishcho bekama. Rather, what it means is how deep does that ditch have to be? How far into the alleyway does it have to go? Rav Yosef Amar Ba'arba, Abai Amar Ba'arba Amos. So Rav Yosef says four, which is like Abai, the first of Machlokas, but this is four tefachim. And Abai comes along and says, no, it's got to be four Amos, which is a lot larger. That's a 6-foot sort of ditch that you're digging into the alleyway. So the Gemara says, Lema b'derebi ami b'rebi asi kamifugim. Maybe they're disagreeing the same way the Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi disagreed. So here's where you have your first pictures in Rashi. De Itmar, Mavoy shenifrat mitzido klape rosho. Itmar mishmei d'Rebbe Ami b'rebi asi im yesham pas arba matir b'pirta ad eser. So this gets a little into the weeds of Irvin. But if you can look at Rashi's picture over here, so what you have is, I have a fancier Rashi, so they digitized it, but I have in Safari the picture that they have, I think, in most Gemaras. You basically have three walls, but the fourth wall, which is adjacent to the opening, which is where you put the crossbeam, so you have this little board, which is towards the corner, right? There's a big opening. So the question is, does that wall count as a good enough wall that korah is going to work? So the Gemara says that as long as there's a four tefach, or there's a, I don't know what they're quoting here. This must be like a brisa or something. Oh no, this is a Gemara. This is Amoraim, he says here. So either way, so if there's a board that's connected to that corner, as long as that board is four tefachim wide, so that's good enough. That's good enough to maintain its status as a wall for the sake of a mavoi. And even though it has that opening afterwards, as long as that opening's not more than 10 amos wide, so then that four tefachim board is good enough to close it in. This is very halachal, so we're going to talk about it more later, but that's what it is for now. So what you see from here is that four tefachim is a bona fide area. Four tefachim is a bona fide length of area, which is good enough for creating the alleyway. And therefore, that is presumably what Rav Yosef thinks. Rav Yosef thinks you only need to make this ditch in the ground. You only need to make it four tefachim deep, just like the board was four tefachim long also. So that's what it says, Itmar Mavo Shinifrat Mesira Kalape Rosho, that there's a break in the wall near the head of it, near the Korah. So Itmar Mishmeid Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, Im Yesham Pas Arba, a board of four, Matar bepirtza ad eser, then that can allow or give permission to an opening which is even until 10 cubits wide. V'im lav, and if the board is not big enough, pachos mishlosha matar, as long as the board is connected to as long as it's three tfachim within the crossbeam, meaning it's not big enough, but at least it creates a... Hold on, let me read this in the English. V'im or Rashi first. V'im lav din sham de'ein sham pas v'dalad. Oh, if the opening is less than three, that makes more sense. If the opening is less than three, so then it's not going to be that big a deal, because we know that we say lavud, right? We say that things that we said yesterday. We say that the concept of lavud, if things are within three tefachim, so it's considered like they're connected. So if the opening is less than three tefachim, so it's not a problem. But shlosha ein matir, once it gets to three, so we're not going to say it's okay. Rav Yosef is le Rabbi Ami, la Abaye le Rabbi Ami. Rav Yosef holds of this four tefachim board concept, and therefore he says you only need four tefachim deep of a ditch to make this 10 tefachim tall crossbeam. And Abaye doesn't hold the Rabbi Ami; he requires to have more. Amal Chabai Hasam Sof Mavoy Hachatz Chilas Mavoy. When the wall is opened up. So that's going to be a post facto issue, meaning you had a good mavoi, then it had an opening. So now the question is it still good? Does it retain its previous status as an opening? So says Abaye, here we're not talking about that. Here we're creating the mavoi. As long as that crossbeam is not 10 tefachim from the ground that's underneath it, so then it's not going to be a mavoi at all. And right now we're creating the mavoi anew. And when you're creating a mavoi anew, it comes with greater chumras. It doesn't just have a chazaka that it was a mavoi before. So iika arba amos in ilolo. If it had four amos, so then it's good. If it doesn't have four amos, then it's bad. It's not yet considered a mavoi, even from the beginning. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, mina aminola." How do I know that it should be four amos? The Tana, the Brisa says, "In mavoi nidre b'lech v'kor ashibat v'chatzes p'suchlon socha." It can't be an actual mavoi. We learned about this in Shabbos, if you remember. It can't be a real mavoi without the lech and korah, without first the post on the side, and also the beam, the korah, the cross beam that we've been talking about. But even those don't help unless batim v'chatzeros psuchlon tzocho. There have to be courtyards and houses that are opened up to the korah. They have to be opened up into the alleyway. So the Gemara says, if yiba arba, and if the real bona fide alleyway is only four tefachim long, so how can you ever have heichemish kachasla? How can you ever have houses and courtyards opened up to this small little area? So the Gemara says, "V'chit hema de pasach le betofen v'hamtzayi." Maybe you're going to say that it's through a middle wall, meaning that there's a wall on the sides of it. Hold on, let me see for a second. The alleyway is only four tefachim long, but it's wide enough to have two entrances, meaning that the wall of the crossbeam. Meaning that it might be deep, it might only be four tefachim, but it's very wide. And maybe that's how it's going to open up into multiple courtyards or houses. V'hamar Rav Nachman, nikitinan, ezo mavo shenitza b'lech v'kor kosha arko yasser al rachbo, u'batim v'chaseres p'zuchim socho. Rav Nachman's of the opinion that this depth of the mavoi, this depth of the alleyway, has to be longer than the width of the alleyway for it to work. So if it's only going to be four tefachim, you're talking about a very small little opening, a little small ditch, which is the alleyway itself. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, how would Rav Yosef explain it? De pasach le bekeren zavis, that the courtyard of the houses opens up to this spot with a corner. Meaning it's true, you couldn't fit the whole house, but it's good enough just to have a little bit of the courtyard open up to, which is why you have some of these pictures in your Gemaras, which have all these little angles that are sort of towards the Korah. Because it's basically showing you, if you look at Rashi's diagram, each one of those boxes is one tefach. So you see that the courtyard opens up at least at an angle, to include the corners of the openings inside of those four tefachim. So that's good enough. Rashi, tefach min haPesach b'dofen haMisai u'shlosh tefach b'dofen haHemshech. Right, the first tefach is the opening itself, and then the corners continue into the courtyard. The corners of the courtyard continue after the first tefach. U'shlosh tefach b'dofen haHemshech v'chein b'tzidu haSheni. Right, so you've got in that way you have two courtyards which presumably get bigger and open up into a courtyard of houses. So Amar Abaye Minah Amin Allah, what's another source that I know that this must be four amos deep? To Amar Rabbi Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna, Lechi Aboli Midovna Shamavoy, that a post which is sticking out of the wall of the Mavoy, Pachos Mi Arba Amos Nidol Mishalom Lechi, if it's less than four amos, it's considered like a post. Ve'enu Tzarech Lechi Achla Atiro, you don't need another post to make it okay. Arba amos, however, if it's four amos, nida mishum mavoi v'tzarech lechi achla tiro, we consider that to be the wall of the actual mavoi of that of the threshold of the alleyway, and therefore you need another lechi, a post, which people can recognize it as being the opening for the mavoi, which shows that anything less than four amos is not considered a real wall or not considered a real alleyway. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, what would you say about that, Braisa? So the Gemara, La Puke, Mitoras Lechi Ad Ika Arba Amos. Just to tell you that that's what a Lechi needs. It's not really telling us about the space of a Mavoi as much as it's talking about the quality of a Lechi. That's what a Lechi has to be. So the Gemara, so he says, Lameve Mavoi Afilu Ba'arba Tfachim Nami Havi Mavoi. But to create a Mavoi, you don't need four Amos or less, or four amos or more. You just need four tefachim. To make a lechi, though, you need to make it less than, to make this post, it needs to be less than four amos deep. I believe that's what it means. So the Gemara then says, you don't have to unmute to tell me. Hold on. So the Gemara says that Pachos me arba amos. So Gufa Amrami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna Lechi Abol Midafna Shamavoi. If there's a protruding piece from the wall of the mavoi, from the wall of the alleyway, Pachos me arba amos nin mishum lechi ve'in tzarach lechi achla atiro arba amos nin mishum mavoi ve'tzarach lechi achla atiro. As we said before, it needs another lechi if it's less than four amos wide. So this protruding piece. Is good enough, but if it's more than four amos wide, so then it requires another piece to give a recognizable entrance post to so people know about it. So the Gemara says, "Oso lechi yech mamido." So this lechi, how do you connect it? So idemokila bahade asuva kud kumasav mosiv le. If you're just going to stick it onto the end of that protrusion, which is already there, so you're just extending the original protrusion. Why is that any better? So Amr of Papa, Tumokulili Idach Gisa. No, you put it on the other side. Right? Meaning it, when there's a Korah wall, when it's the Mavoi's threshold, so one of the sides has a protrusion, so you put the post on the other side where there's no protrusion, and therefore it's more recognizable. Rav Huna b'Rabbi Rav Yeshua Amar, I feel it's Tema Demokla Bade Demetafi Bay. Maybe it can stay on the same side. O Demetafi Bay, it's just that you make it bigger or smaller. That you make it a different type of piece of the wall, so that it's clearly recognizably different than the other piece which is already there. Meaning the protrusion has to be different height, maybe different thickness, whatever it might be, to make it noticeably different so that people can recognize that this is the entrance to the Mavoi. So Amr of Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua, Lo Amran El B'Mavoi Shimona. That's only the case when it talks about a Mavoi which is 8 tefachim wide. If, however, Aval Mavoi Shiva, if it's for 7 tefachim wide, nitar ba'omen meruba parts, then there's no real need for the lechi and korah anyway, because that's good enough to consider it a bona fide wall, and therefore it's as if it's enclosed, with a very important concept called omed meruba al haparetz. Omed meruba al haparetz basically means as long as on one side of any enclosure, you have the amount of wall greater than the amount of openness, so then that's considered a real wall. Midaraisa, at least. Rashi says, it's still good because it doesn't need a lechi. The alleyway is now, says in Safari here, the alleyway is now closed off from all four sides, and the remaining opening to the public domain is regarded as an entrance, as most of that side is closed and only a small part of it is open. Right, so it's not that you need an extra recognition for that to be an entrance. It's already considered an entrance because most of that wall is filled in. So if you have a seven amos wide opening, so if four of them are made up of this little protrusion, you don't need another post. You don't need anything because you have four, which is enclosed, four of a wall, and then three of an opening. So that makes it okay. The kavachomer mechatzer, and this is learned out from a chatzer. My chatzer she'ani nitaras b'lechi v'kora, a chatzer, a courtyard, which is not permissible with the implementation of a lechi and kora. You can't carry it in. Nitaras b'omim b'rubal parts. However, a chatzer to make it into a shusha yachid is good enough to make it with just most of a wall. So mavo shenitar b'lechi v'kora, mavo which is made permissible with a post and a crossbeam. In odin shenitar b'mirabah parts, of all the more so, it should be able to use this concept of omid meruba al haparts, that the worth of the wall is greater than the value or the distance of the opening, and therefore it's good enough as a wall. So Gemara says, wait a second, mal chatzer shekein pirtasa be'aser tomer mavosher pirtasa ba'arba, that if there's a breach in the chatzer which is 10 amos, so then it's still okay, even if, as long as there's more space, there's more wall, which is omid meruba on that part. So for a chatzer, that pirtza could be even up to 10 amos. But when it comes to a mavoi, the pirtza can only be 4 amos. So therefore you have a chumra of chatzer over mavoi, and therefore maybe it's not necessarily the case that you have this, you can apply this concept of omid meruba ala parts. So, kasavra of Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, Mavoi Nami Pirtaso Be'eser. Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua also holds that the Pirtza of a wall could be 10 amos and still be okay if it's Omen Rav Parts. Laman Kamrinan, what are you saying? Laman Kamrinan, Rav Huna, Vahar Rav Huna Pirtaso Be'arbas Firle. Hold on, what does that mean? I guess it's a different Rav Huna. Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, Tama Dinafshi Kamar. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, is saying his own opinion, not the original Rav Huna. So therefore, he's not beholden to Rav Huna. Rav Huna himself, the original Rav Huna, says that it has to be four, that it's up to four, and more than that is a problem. A breach of more than four is a problem. But Rav Huna Braid Rav Yehoshua has a different opinion. That his opinion is that it could be even up to 10. So Rav Ashi Amar Filutim Mavashmona Nami Lo Tzarech Lechi. Even if it's a opening, a threshold of 8 amos wide, it also doesn't need a lechi. It doesn't need a post on the side. Ma Nafshach. Why? Because E Omid Nafish Nitar Omid Ruba Parts. If it's more of a wall, so then it's gonna work too. If E Parts Nafish Nitar Mishum Lechi. And if it is less, so then it should be more, right? If you have exactly 8, right? Before we said if it was 7, so as long as the wall is more than 3, that's going to make it, or more than 3.5, that's going to make it meruba al haparts. That there's going to be more wall than open space, it's going to be okay. So now Rav Ashi is saying, no, even if you make it an eight amma wide, so if it's 4, so then that 4 is going to be good enough. Half and half is good enough to make it omen meruba al haparts. And if it's less than 4, so then as we said before, the less than 4 is going to make it into a lechi, it's going to make it be considered a post, and therefore it's okay. So my amar teshavu tarvayu ki adadei, havalei safek divreim, udivreim halkal, why would you say that you don't need, Why would you say that you might need another post if they're 4 and 4, right? If it's 8 wide and the wall is 4, therefore it's not necessarily a lechi, but it's also not necessarily omen merubah apart. It's only 50-50 because havalei safek devarim. It's a safek derabbanan, a safek devarim lahakel. When it comes to a doubt in terms of a rabbinic law, we always go to the lenient opinion, and therefore in this case, the lenient opinion means that it's good enough. It's either one or the other. It's either going to be a lechi, it's going to be considered a post, or it's going to be omen merubah ala parts, which is very interesting if it's exactly 8. So presumably, we have that suffix. Alrighty, we'll continue with 6 on Shabbos, and I'll do the recording after Shabbos. Okay, some interesting building tactics here.